You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. At Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat meats, home-cooked vegetables, and homemade desserts. Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant is located in Rogersville, Alabama. Fuquay's can also take care of your catering and party needs. Check them out on Facebook or give them a call at 256-607-7120. A new location is coming soon to Hartsell, Alabama, so stay tuned.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to a birthday edition of The Mark White Show as I celebrate my 44th birthday in Opelika, Alabama at Robert Trent Jones. Glad to be here as we support Austin First Foundation. You have heard Anthony Terling on The Mark White Show before as we have talked about rare diseases. We've talked about Rare Disease Day, even had the show air on February 28th, which is World Rare Disease Day, right, Anthony?
Yes, it is, Mark. And happy birthday.
Thank you, buddy. Glad to have you and your wife, yes. Lindsay. This is the first time Lindsay has been on the Mark White Show.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Yeah, we talk about her enough. We needed to get her on the show, right?
Exactly right. And we've got a big golf tournament that's happened today here in Opelika, Alabama. How has it turned out for you guys today?
So Aces for Austin, it's our inaugural golf scramble for charity, for our charity and for raising money for research and rare disease as a whole. It's done, we're speechless. I thought us having 100 golfers would have been great. We have over 100 golfers, probably close to 120 golfers, and probably another, 20 to 30 people. So probably 150 total people came out to support my wife and I, our family, and ultimately Austin, and those with rare disease. So we're just tickled beyond belief.
I can attest to the fact that the parking lot is packed. We parked on the other end, and the luxury part was that I got in the shade.
Nice.
But we went on the opposite end of the parking lot because there's so many cars out there right now.
It's amazing. I mean, the community of Auburn, Opelika, but really further. We've got people from North Carolina. We've got people from Georgia. We've got people from Birmingham, Mobile, Montgomery. We've got people, y'all came from Athens. Thank you. We've got people from all over that have come to support our tournament, and really to support what Austin has made the impact, and this speaks loudly to what they think of helping those with rare disease. So yes, it's about Austin, and yes, it's about our charity, the Austin First Foundation, but more importantly is the two groups that we're going to help fund through this, which is UAB, the University of Alabama Birmingham. If you're from Alabama, you know all about UAB, and so we're going to help fund their undiagnosed disease program, and then also we're going to help support a foundation called Radin Science Foundation and their research efforts with the disease that our son Austin had, and it's called UBA5 gene mutation.
When we first met Anthony, Austin was still with us. It was pre-COVID because you all were taking food to the hospital. I connected with you. I wanted to bring awareness to Austin First Foundation. I know when we lost Austin July 16th of last year, there was a period of time that you both had to go through before you could be comfortable again on your mission, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Lindsay might want to speak to that.
Yeah, absolutely. After you've cared for someone day in and day out, it's an adjustment process. It was an adjustment to get to where we were with him in our schedule, to be able to give medication every 3 hours. And you have to untrain your body not to wake up every 3 hours or to be awake, to be okay with quiet,
he took 24/7 round the clock care, and so it's just like you were in a hospital your entire 9 years. And so it didn't matter what time it was, if he needed something, you needed to be there to help him, because he was literally dependent on everything that my wife, even our youngest son, Sullivan, who is six. He was a helper as well. But yeah, it was literally round the clock 24/7. And so you really had to untrain yourself on all the things you take for granted that are a daily routine. If anybody's listening, when you wake up, you have a daily routine. You do this, you do that, you get your coffee, you do all those things that are just daily routines, and you forget those things. And when you don't have that anymore, you feel that you have to fill that void. And so, yes, we did try to get this kicked off in 2020. The big man above upstairs had another plan for us. And frankly, from my perspective, I think it was because Austin needed us more than we could give to this foundation and to this tournament. And so I think it was a blessing in disguise that we didn't kick off the inaugural Aces for Austin golf tournament back in 2020, and here we are in 2023 kicking it off.
Lindsay, I've been sharing with people leading up to this event about Austin First Foundation, about rare diseases, and the fact that me and Anthony have talked about this, the fact that families more times than not have never heard of the diagnosis that they're receiving when it comes to this. So the first time you heard of UBA5 was with your son Austin, correct?
That's correct. I will never forget. We were in Birmingham. Anthony and I had left the hospital for the first time together to go eat something. And we saw Austin's genetics doctor on Anthony's phone. So we were like, we knew something was going on. And I will never forget her just saying, look, you may not... we don't know what it is. We don't know what the, outcome is going to be, but we'll figure it out together. We'll get you connected to families. We might not connect you to 20 or 30 families. It might just be one, but we'll get you connected and we'll be by your side. And I will say that is the one thing that, we have been thankful for is, yes, we might have, knocked heads with some of the doctors, but those were the ones that ended up giving us the tough love that we needed after receiving something that is very heavy, especially when you have no God.
And they literally said this is not something you could Google, because it wasn't something that had been, so there weren't studies about it. There weren't papers on it. There wasn't information out there except for what the doctors were telling us that they had found through the research and through the undiagnosed disease program. And that's why it's kind of full circle that here we are 9 years later, over 9 years, and we're able to fund this program that helped give us the opportunity to kind of start Austin's rare disease journey. And then you've asked before on other shows, we were connected to the Radin Science Foundation and some of these other foundations. One's called UBA5 Foundation. It's literally the foundation that supports nothing only but UBA5 mutation. And so from that conversation, as Lindsay mentioned, with those doctors saying we'd connect you with other people, these were the parents that we got connected with. Two of them in general were the ones that co-founded the UBA5 Foundation. And so from that was a chat group. And I remember sharing on your show one day, you said, what do you do for people that want to think about hope? And I said, think about our story. Austin was one of the first to be diagnosed with this disease back in 2017 to now. So you go to 2023 and there's still only 35 to 40 known diagnosed cases in the world. Yeah, in the whole world. So when you flip back to when we found out in 2017, we were connected with two other parents, and those two kids had this condition. And then you now have Radin Science Foundation. Their little boy, Radin, is three, and they found out, you know, at least 3 years ago that he has the same condition. And so these three foundations, Austin First Foundation, Radin Science Foundation, and the UBA5 Foundation, all work together to support, one, that disease, but also rare disease as a whole.
And Lindsay, you also mentioned before the conversation started that there was a time period where Austin was fine. There wasn't anything that you recognized as being an issue, right?
Yes and no. Like, so if as a firstborn child, you look at that child and there are things that may look off, but you've never had a child. So they may just be off to your child. And he had certain things just out the door, hip dysplasia, things like that, that were, they're common things. They happen very often.
Yeah,
so
kids miss developmental milestones all the time, and
yes,
they'll call them developmentally delayed.
Yes.
And that's what we thought Austin dealing with.
Right. And even doctors, and this is not because the doctors were pushing incorrect information, okay? It's because they literally had no clue. You know, they would say, like, he'll bounce back. And to an extent, he did. And it was like he did have all the way up until four when he was hospitalized in 2017, which happened to be when we got his diagnosis. He wasn't having seizures up to that point. So it was a vibrant child. The second that you walked in the room, he was going to be where the attention was. I mean, he would jump in his seat sitting, you know, but bounce, just throwing his head back, just smiling to look at whoever it was that was coming in. He was so aware and so with it. I mean, just... if his laugh, the most contagious thing. I'm sorry. If you heard his laugh and you couldn't laugh, I would feel like there might be something wrong.
We always said just because he couldn't talk didn't mean that he wasn't communicating with you.
Right.
And but whether it was his smile, his eyes, or his contagious laugh, or the way his mannerisms were, he literally would hop in his seat when somebody like his grandparents or his family or his brother, you know, whoever it was, some of his babysitters, some of his therapists and caregivers were a big part of his life, obviously. And so we always said, hey, he can't talk, but if you watch and you pay attention, he's communicating with you.
He knows. He knows. He knew what was going on until the very last day. And that more because he would acknowledge you. The minute that you walked into the room, he's going to acknowledge you. But he would squeeze your hand. He knew you were there. He would – look, there was one person that tried to keep him. And it's a family full of sisters, okay? One of the husbands here. Austin would not take to this poor girl. and all she wanted was Austin to love her, okay? And she's very kind, very sweet girl. We have no idea what aura she gave off. That child would cry every time she came to the house. Oh, no. And she's like, I'll at least just give somebody that could help you, which ended up being...
He had high standards for who cared for him. He really did.
He only would accept people with a first that had a first name starting with A. Alexis, Ashley, and Amanda. Those were his three caregivers.
These were medical caregivers for him.
Yeah, medical caregivers outside of Alexis. Obviously, she was our amazing college student that stepped up as a college student to take care of a very physically disabled child. But he was very judgmental and very picky. He would only take somebody that had an A with an Anthony. That's what I say. Anthony, Austin, both of them, they have to have A's.
But that's just the impact he made on people because he loved big, but he, as we always kind of guessed, a lot of times these were guesses, like what would he be like if he talked? What would he look like if he walked?
Like
what
if you talk for your dog.
Exactly. And so you kind of think, what if he could do these things? And so we always said he had high standards for those that cared for him, whether it was his mom and dad or his siblings or his sibling, his family or his medical caregivers. But I can promise you the impact that he caused on them. Many of them traveled from states away to his funeral. Many of them have continued to stay in touch with us. And there's just unique connections to the story that he's created through his life.
Right now, folks, we're at the Austin First Foundation Aces for Austin Golf Tournament at Robert Trent Jones in Opelika, Alabama. I have with me Anthony and Lindsay Turling. I hope you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation because I want you to know how you can support this effort called Austin First Foundation. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advanced Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Does throwing away glass make you feel guilty? Now there's a better way to keep Alabama beautiful, and it doesn't involve being taxed involuntarily like other recycling programs do now. Phoenix Glass Recycling is a local small business serving all of Madison County that comes directly to you once a month for as little as $8.25. You can sign up now at phoenixglassrecycling.com, or if you live outside of Madison County, subscribe to their newsletter to be notified when service is available in your area.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
Thank you. wishes up early so he can get away. Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants Dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show, coming to you from Opelika, Alabama, at the Robert Trent Jones Golf Trail. We're glad to be here as we support Austin First Foundation, Aces for Austin. And I have with me Anthony and Lindsay Turling. Lindsay, as we think about what you were going through as a mom, this 24/7 job that you had to take care of Austin, what was it that caused you during that time to want to extend to help other families?
The frustration, I think, regardless of being connected to other families, being connected to doctors, it's just sometimes you don't even know that you can help somebody until you have a perspective that other people don't have. And as you said earlier, somebody made the joke of, or not a joke, but just made the statement that we're in a club that, you know, we never signed up to be in. And I think that's part of it, is knowing that as much as we helped Austin on this earth, I know that we, both of us together, individually, it doesn't matter, we can help other people. And, like, that is, even if it's just listening to somebody's frustrations, or they themselves got diagnosed, a child got diagnosed, it doesn't matter. It might not be a rare disease diagnosis. Like, we're here.
Humans struggle with so many different things in life. It doesn't have to be a medical disease. It could be anything. And so it's just that perspective of when you have a challenge in your life, one, what is your outlook on that? You know, your thoughts and your ideas kind of create how your actions are and your habits are. And so even in some of the darkest days, you can have some of the brightest days. And so, yes, you need a team of people around you. You need help. And so it kind of taught us, like, one, to ask for help. Two, there are plenty of people out there that are willing to help. You are one big person that has helped us just tell our story. One of our biggest mission statements or for our foundation is awareness. And this is what we're doing. Just telling a story helps someone. And it doesn't have to be a rare situation. It could be any situation that's hard in life. And so really it's just, one, tell Austin's story. It'll impact somebody. It'll impact a bunch of people. We may not even know that, and that's totally fine. But also to continue his legacy.
What I love about you both is the fact that you did think outside of yourselves. And that's something that I try to encourage listeners when they're having their own personal struggles to think about the things they can do outside of that. Because it can help. It can help you when you see that there are other people, first off, that are going through circumstances that are also a struggle for them, to encourage you, but it's an encouragement to them, and it creates a cycle.
Correct.
I mean, look what we're doing here today with this effort, the golf tournament.
Correct. I mean, we're human just like everybody. We have hard days. We have bad days. We make it look good some days, but then there are days that we've had, you know, where we're crying or we're upset, we're emotional. We don't think we can ever get there, whether it was to this day of the golf tournament, or did we ever think we were going to get a diagnosis for Austin?
Sometimes I wonder if I'm going to make it to dinner.
You know, and so it's just one of those things where even in those moments you think you can't gain the strength to do whatever it is. And that's part of what the motto of Austin First, why it was created after Austin First, it has nothing to do that if he was the first of some diagnosed.
Yes.
It has something to do with, there's something that's first in your life, whether it's a child with a medical condition or yourself. Put something first. And even when you're tired and you don't think you can ever take, you know, that next step, put one step in front of the other, and there's always somebody that'll help you. And so I think that's one of those things. We make it look good sometimes, but it doesn't mean we don't have our bad days and our hard days. But I can tell you we've pulled on all those experiences from other people, also the encouragement from all our family, friends, you know, even some of those that asked, they didn't know if we were going to put this golf tournament on. And when her and I sat down, one together, and made the decision, then two with our board, and then we told people, they said, we were hoping you were going to say that you were going to do this. Because I think everybody expected to see this, to see this success. So.
Something I want to address, Anthony, and I caught it when you were talking about you and your wife being able to cry together. Your marriage, your friendship,
yep,
is one where you both count on each other during this? Because I know a lot of times there can be a separation of you go your way, I go mine, I cry in my own way, and you have to deal with it. But you're working on it together.
Yes. I don't know the statistic, but I know that parents, married couples with a child that has some kind of condition, there's a heavy, heavy percentage of divorce.
Over 75%.
We just always talk to each other that, one, communication is the number one thing, period. But, two, when it came to Austin, we always used to joke, even in the extreme moments that we needed to be fast and needed to make quick decisions, that we never would get mad at each other if we said something that was kind of short or maybe mean. It was more of just what Austin was dealing with. But we just really took – and doesn't mean that we didn't have disagreements. We had disagreements about his care. We had disagreements about how each of us cared for him, especially when it came to the caregivers. We had, if Austin had high standards, we had equally higher standards. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we just worked on us a lot. And so I can tell you, one, us being best friends before we ever were married helped a lot. We also are very stubborn people. I think that that helped in this because we weren't going to take no for an answer. The doctors challenged us to go get other options or other suggestions on what they think this may be, you know, to bring in other groups, especially with this Austin First Foundation. There's no paid employees. This is a public charity. This is all family and friend run. And wherever the Lord takes us with this, we're going to go with it. But this was just something that we had plenty of people pushing us and our stubbornness to make this great. So I think it's just who we are as people, but we're willing to tell each other or to say, hey, I was wrong. You know, hey, I see your perspective with how Austin needs to be cared for or what we need to do for Austin.
We always agree that one could have one could melt down. Both could not melt down. One of us had to melt down. The other one had to keep it together. And then we could switch.
Yep. We just were a team. It really was. And our motto was, you know, when you say you put in 100% of effort, well, there's two of us. We had to both put 100% in. Because on the day that Lindsay, she's the rock star. She's the real rock star. I mean, I got to work. I got to go out and do my work that I do with the tourism office in my sports. She had to forego a career for a few years. She had to stay home. When I got home at 5, that was when she got to get out, you know, and go do things that people get to do. We also had another child that we had to pour into, and we need to make sure that he was poured into as much as Austin was. So, hey, to sit there and say it was easy, it wasn't. And we're still not done, you know, because there's still things and work that we need to do. But, yes, we always said each of us give 100%. And on the days that you're having a bad day, the other better be having a good day to lift up that other person.
Yes.
So.
And one thing I will say, because this is something that we used to get asked this a lot, but not as much anymore, but it's a struggle for people, especially if they have any child with a disability that is their first child. How do you have a second? In your, like, what are you thinking in your mind that you would? Had we known that Austin, ignorance is bliss, for starters. We had no idea what Austin's condition was. But I'll never forget, I said to my dad before he passed away, I don't know how to split my time and my love between a child that has to have my attention to one that deserves it. You know, how do you split that fairly? Because Austin has to have that care. And he just said, your heart grows. It figures it out. Your second child will never, ever go without. And that's the one thing that I could tell any person, that whether they're debating on having any children because they have genetics in their own family, or they're a second or a third, if it's right for your situation, don't question everything that has happened in your life before, because you're never going to get anywhere, and you will figure out how to juggle having two kids or three or four.
So there's a Bible verse that we both ended up reading at different points in time. Mine was sitting in the hospital with Austin, and it was one of those daily devotionals that was, and so on the day in the devotional that was for June 27th, which is Austin's birthday, it was a passage by John, and it basically says, you may not understand now, but you will later. And we still don't know the full story of why, but we're starting to see that. And what Lindsay was also talking about was Sullivan, our second child, who is six now, had an 85% chance to get the same condition. And so ignorance is bliss is, and that was a big man upstairs walking that path for us. Because I'll also make a shameless plug on our foundation's website, Austin First Foundation. My wife shares a lot of heartfelt truth, just heavy hitting information on a blog. And it's really just her way and our way to tell a story from a mother's perspective, from a father's perspective, and really we're going to end up having other people kind of tell from their words what Austin's done for them. So I encourage people, that Ignorance is Bliss is actually one of the titled blogs.
It is.
Because it really does. Like walking through a pregnancy, I'm not the female, so I have no clue what it would be like to carry a child knowing that child has an 85% chance to get the exact same condition that our oldest son did.
But we didn't know this.
Here's the key word. This is why ignorance is bliss. We didn't know this until after Sullivan was born.
Sullivan was born April 27th. Austin was diagnosed September 25th. So.
Wow.
Yep.
And our genetics doctor was rolling on the floor because she was like, "Y'all are gonna have a child." Okay, because she knew behind the scenes what his diagnosis was, but she couldn't speak on it. And so, of course, she's, like, holding her breath, like, oh, my God, they're about to have another child, and I know that this is 85% recessive,
yes.
And they don't even have any idea what's going on. So, yeah, like, and as Anthony says, I need to lighten my blog post. But as I say, it's literally what comes from my heart, my brain, in that moment of what I'm feeling. So sometimes it's hard to adjust our, you know, tone, if, you know, during our diary writing, if you will.
But people need to hear that.
They need to hear the raw sometimes.
Yes. And that's what I've always said.
It's transparency.
I've always said, if you only hear positive, you need positive. We are the ultimate glass half full people. Positive, positive, positive. But really, to me, when people are like, seeing stuff, whether it's on social media or videos, you're like, everything looks so great.
Yeah.
But the truth sometimes is they make it look good. That's what I was saying earlier. We still have our bad days. We're human. Everybody's human. Everybody has bad days. Everybody gets that opportunity, you know, to cry, to have a moment, you know, to kind of wallow in it, as my grandmother says.
Mm-hmm.
But the mentality that our family has is tighten up your bootstraps and just have that positive outlook that something good will happen, especially if you're out there helping others. And so I think that's just our perspective is – it didn't matter what was thrown at us. It didn't matter how the storm was. As they say, you can dance in the rain. And so we just chose to dance through the storm. Even if it meant that our child is no longer here, we're still going to do what we do. And we're going to continue to talk about him and show people his face and have that laugh be heard. Because I promise it'll make an impact. We have impacted people across this world, and we know that. So.
And even more people are going to be impacted today listening. And this is a great segue for you to share how people can connect with Austin First Foundation and support this effort.
Yeah, so we encourage people, you know, on social media, we're at Austin First Foundation. Also on our website, austinfirstfoundation.org. Just remember, first is spelled 1ST. We encourage you, look at our website. Please, if you feel compelled to donate, 95% of our funds go right back into the mission, whether it's to support awareness events, resources that we give straight back to families in need. Tell us about a family that you know. If a family's got a rare disease situation, all childhood cancers are rare, so they don't have to be genetic. They don't have to be something as extreme as Austin's condition. Also, the donations go to support those two research programs, which is the UAB Undiagnosed Disease Program and also the Radin Science Foundation for specifically helping the mutation of the disease Austin had.
Excellent. Anthony, Lindsay, Terling, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show. I am so glad that ACES for Austin has been such a huge success for the Austin First Foundation. Let's keep it going.
Yes. Thank you for having me. I know you've had Anthony a lot, but got the better half now.
No, she's right. Better half, much better looking, and way better too, period.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. Of course, I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to an on-location edition of the Mark White Show coming to you from Opelika, Alabama. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
special kind of hero. Hero. No ordinary hero. Talking about a hero. Special kind of hero.
Yeah. The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Push out a friendly heart when they go passing by. Who live and love in my hometown.